With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Conflicts between grizzly bears and humans in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem are on the rise as more bears return to their historic range. The Montana Bear Education Working Group is trying to teach people how to reduce encounters and stay safe. Danielle Euler moves her remote control bear into position at a community event in Manhattan Saturday. A local resident stands across from the chest-high black bear cutout with a bear spray canister dangling from her hip holster.
You comfortable?
All right, let's try it.
The remote control bear moves at 25 miles per hour, a little more than half the speed of a charging grizzly bear.
Even just at this speed, it's a real wake-up call for people to just have their bear spray really handy, and also to get comfortable not just with the actual bear spray itself, but the idea of being in a bear encounter and what they should be doing at that moment. So knowing their plan, knowing how to read bear behavior, knowing how to assess and react.
Euler is an education coordinator for the Montana Bear Education Working Group, which includes several state and federal agencies and some nonprofit organizations. They work to reduce bear-human conflict and increase social tolerance for Bruins. Her group trained over 20,000 people last year.
We're seeing more conflicts because there are more bears and more people.
Grizzlies in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem have increased from around 150 in the 1970s to 700 today. Montana's GYE had over 100 grizzly bear conflicts last year and a record high number of human-caused bear deaths. Most of the conflicts were with livestock or property, 12 were human encounters.
The bears are moving into new areas where people aren't used to living with them. So rather than being reactionary and trying to respond to all of the conflicts that may occur, we're trying to get ahead of it and talk to people about what they can do to be safe in bear country so they have those tools and also so they know what to expect.
At home, Euler suggests bear-resistant dumpsters and fruit tree gleaning. Out on trails, she says be aware of your surroundings, make noise, travel in groups, and of course, carry bear spray. Research shows bear spray is the most effective way to stop a charging bear. Euler hopes more people will know how to use it with events like the one in Manhattan. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.